Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee. By sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea, they perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning to all the friends of the broadcast. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again. Today we're back on the gospel alphabet and dealing with the letter N. What do you think it should stand for? I'll be glad to tell you what I think of it in just a moment, but first this scripture. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew 4:1-10. Now, back to our thought of the letter N. I say it stands for no. This word no, spelled N-O, is perhaps the most useful word in the English language. And it is the very opposite from perhaps the most misused word, yes. A person will never amount to very much without learning to say no. In our scripture for today, Jesus in substance was saying over and over and over again to Satan, no, 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 and he meant it. Today, there are many congregations, many families, and many individuals who are subjected to certain pressures by groups and others who have departed from the truth and would like to seduce many souls to go with them. The best way to prevent complications and problems in the days ahead is to say no in the very beginning. Many have departed from the faith, as the scriptures say they will, looking for a more attractive way and one which is easier to the flesh. In doing so, they have become a rolling stone, so to speak. The way to stop a rolling stone is to block it with a positive no. Young people have been allured into temptation and dragged into sin because they failed to say no. They went the way of least resistance. Shame and tragedy has overtaken many because in times of weakness and recklessness, they fail to say no to the evil. I understand in other languages the word no is the same and has the same meaning. I'm sure this is true in Spanish. It is indeed a small word, but it takes a powerful person to use it when needed. Regardless of how little the word no is, it is a giant killer. Sometimes the Americans pronounce it this way, no. We drag out the O. But not so with the Spanish speakers. They say, no, no, no. It is short and positive. To say no to the evil gives one the liberty to go God's way, and they are not a puppet to Satan or his crowd. Listen to the words of the apostles. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. Acts 5:29. Isn't that the way it should be? Read the 16th chapter of Judges, and notice how the mighty man Samson stood firm and strong just as long as he could say no, no, no to Delilah, the spy of the Philistines. His strength remained with him. But when she pressed him daily and urged him, his soul was vexed unto death, and he weakened and told her wherein his strength was. The thing which weakens men of great character is to say yes when they should say no. The mighty word no is the great protector of young ladies and others as well. Virtue and honor is retained by using it often. Don't be afraid you're going to hurt someone's feelings when you're tempted to say yes when you should really say a positive no. No apologies are necessary for the right. The word no is a barricade to block the path of young people who are staggering toward the pits of drunkenness and shame. If they would only stop and ask themselves, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? Proverbs 23:29. Perhaps then the answer would be clear. They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Proverbs 23:30. Yes, and I do want you to notice verse 32. At the first it biteth like a serpent. No. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Proverbs 1:10 says it this way. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. This no is like a bolt or a latch on the door of self-respect. When consent is given, one loses their self-respect, and like Adam and Eve, they want to go and hide from the presence of the Lord. Shame has come, and all of this is because they fail to say no. Joseph was a young man, perhaps handsome, and I'm sure he was talented. He was sold because of envy, but God was with him. He was in a place of trust and honor, being respected by Potiphar. And Joseph was a goodly person, well-favored, Genesis 39:6. But temptation came. His master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, Genesis 39:7. Although Potiphar didn't know or realize it at the time, it was this slave, Joseph, whose answer of a positive no protected his master's house. Joseph was loyal to his faith and his God. Although falsely accused and cast into prison, it was this positive no that again brought about his advancement. It was a turning point in his life. Friend, do you want to be a yes, yes, rubber stamp type person? Shall the pressure of the mob cause us to go along with the crowd as Pilate did when the crowd cried for Barabbas to be released and Jesus to be crucified? Pilate was too weak to say no. It was within his power, but he yielded to the bloodthirsty mob and released Jesus to be crucified, all because he didn't have the courage to say no. Although he washed his hands and said, "I'm innocent from the blood of this just person," Matthew 27:24, yet he cast his vote on the yes side of the crucifixion. Although the word no is the negative, it is that which gives strength to the yes, the positive. If you really stand for something, then by the same token you stand against that which opposes it. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. As you say a hearty yes to God, then you're saying a positive no to Satan and his crowd. The no's will back up your yeses. Our Father, we thank thee for the right way of eternal life. There is a right and a wrong way to live. The psalmist said, I hate every false way. May we also take a definite stand for God and an eternal yes. And to Satan and his agents, say again and again and again a positive no. Bless each listener in the way which they have most need, and thine shall be the praise through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, we've only covered one letter of the alphabet today. But if we have learned our lesson well and can say no at the proper time, it will have been worth it all.
About Jesus who died to save, who for my soul his life he gave. Sing, for he's reigning above the grave. Sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus, my loving Lord. Sing about him, sing about him. Sing of his goodness in sweet accord. Sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus, he took me in. Sing of his power, he saves from sin. Sing of his grace, he keeps me clean. Sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus, my loving Lord. Sing about him, sing about him. Sing of his goodness in sweet accord. Sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus, our righteousness. Sing, for he came my soul to bless. While I with gladness his name confess, sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus, my loving Lord. Sing about him, sing about him. Sing of his goodness.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Sing about him.